Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you. I'm sorry, 43 after the hour. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, a long time, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust, the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, author of a number of books, including the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series, and the new one on intellectual property, Ray.
Right, Unleashing Small Business Through IP.
I'm telling you, folks, you've heard me talk about this for a long time. This is an outstanding book that I certainly recommend to you, and it'll help crystallize a lot of the things that we've heard me talk about on this show, and that I'm not only talking about it, folks, I'm living it. I practice what I preach on the IP stuff, and I've got the contracts to prove it. Ray, thanks again for being with us. We're talking about the Supreme Court's recent repudiation, basically. I mean, nothing. This isn't best two falls out of three. I mean, this is three strikes you're out, four strikes you're out. Basically, there were so many things that the administration got slapped back on. We talked about the NLRB issue earlier. One of the biggest supporters of President Obama is the SEIU, the public service union, people who work for government union, SEIU. They got slapped back, didn't they?
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled that home care workers in Illinois couldn't be forced to pay union dues to unions that they didn't wish to join. So this is one of those cases at the state level.
And this reached this reaches into states that are not
right to work.
Yeah, thank you. They're not. These are not right to work states where if you're anywhere near in the proximity of a union, you got to pay union dues. This reaches right into those, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this is exactly what happened. Was, you know, a couple of the governors that we've seen in Illinois essentially made the sweeping declaration that these personal care providers were suddenly public employees.
Even if you were taking care of your own child,
yeah,
your own family member.
The only reason it was done was to force them into the union ranks. So it spoke to the power of public sector labor unions at the state level and the willingness of, I believe it was Governor Quinn, and before him,
Ryan.
The governor that was got in trouble there, Blagojevich.
Blagojevich, yeah.
Yeah, right. To just, you know, do their bidding. So it went to the Supreme Court, and again, the good news there was that, no, you don't have to actually do this, that you don't have to be forced to do it if you're not actually a public sector employee. What a crazy idea.
And when unions have a bad day, President Obama has a bad day because they, especially the SEIU, right?
Yeah. Well, when you look at again the major supporters of the president, obviously labor unions are right in there. Now they have a little bit of a rocky relationship right now when it comes to things like the Keystone mm-hmm. XL pipeline issue. But the labor unions are a huge supporter of the Democratic Party and obviously the president. And from a small business perspective, you know, there are a whole host of problems with labor unions. It's not just that, you know, if they manage to get into your business, that they limit the flexibility, raise the costs, and so on. But they are the major driver of increased taxes, increased regulations at the public policy level. They're the ones that really push that agenda in such a serious way. So when small business owners are looking at the state level, at the federal level, at so many of these issues that are being pushed that are going to hurt their business and raise costs for their business, you can almost guarantee, it's not always the case, but, you know, 90% of the time, labor unions are going to be on the other side.
Right. What about the EPA ruling?
Yeah, the EPA ruling is, it was kind of a little step in the right direction in terms of limiting the regulatory overreach by the EPA. You know, the EPA tried to essentially rewrite the legislation, which, again, the Obama administration has done before in terms of the Clean Air Act. Before, in previous decisions, the Supreme Court went along with that. This time, they didn't. So they said that, you know, the EPA cannot, as an agency, simply become a legislative body, which is the correct decision. The problem is, you know, obviously that this is just one step in the right direction, whereby we've had a whole host of problems in terms of the court giving the okay to essentially rewrite the Clean Air Act.
Well, yeah, we've got a president who basically disregards the Constitution. Folks, there's no other way to look at this. I mean, he's abused the Constitution in more ways, and my own audience believes this is the case too. So the general public are seeing this, and so and by extension, Ray, his agencies are doing it, like the EPA.
Right, and this is where they got the EPA got reined in, got slapped down a little bit. The key point here is, you know what? No matter where you are on these particular issues, we should be able to. And I know I'm being naive here, but we should be able to agree that the Constitution, you know, clearly defines who has power to do this and who has the power to do that.
Yeah. So. And the Constitution was never written. The founders never imagined this kind of abuse, though. The Supreme Court's the first line of defense so far against this kind of behavior, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a slow process.
Yeah, and in this one case with the EPA, it was good that they stepped in and limited the regulatory overreach.
Quick last question. Do you think some of these rulings, like the 9-0 on the NLRB, that was a way of all the justices taking a little bit of a swipe at Obama?
Well, one could hope.
I mean, think about it. I mean, that's 9-0 on that ruling is pretty dramatic. When we come back, folks, Hobby Lobby. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.